Again, recording.
There's no, thank you. There's no apologies. I'll call for declarations of interest. And I have one on page 11, non-significant, non-pecuniary interest in respect to the Bendigo Bank as a director. Are there any other declarations of interest?
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Mudford, same page, local heritage fund, non-pecuniary, significant.
Right, thank you.
And yes, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Muckler, I have the same declaration to record as per you in relation to the same heritage project and the interest.
Right, we've all given our forms to Julie, have we?
I have.
Very good.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Doug, can I just talk about the just while we're on declarations of interest, the Anglican Church report? Is there anyone that attends the church or feels as though or sits on any decision-making board of the church?
Wrong one.
No, appears not, Dave.
Okay.
Right, I'll move on to the confirmation of the minutes of the meeting held on the 24th of August. Can I get someone to move their acceptance?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Mudford.
Councillor Mudford, do I have a seconder?
Councillor Naden.
Thanks, Councillor Naden. Are there any alterations or amendments? If not, I'll put them. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Yes, carried. Could I have a procedural motion to move into closed session of council?
Happy to move that way.
Councillor Walker, a seconder.
Councillor Mockler.
Thanks, Councillor Mockler. I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we move in now to the open business paper. Talk to me. Okay, the first report there is in regard to an organisational structural review from the general manager.
Yeah, Doug, I'll just speak to this briefly. This is all probably compounding a little bit based on what's happening with COVID and the delays in the council elections. I've put down some reasonings there because as part of the new council, we will need to review the organisational structure. There's some other issues at play there. We've got currently completing a workplace planning strategy, and there's also other operational needs at the moment that directors are starting to discuss with me. So I would like to commence this process now, doing the background work with the intention that any possible changes to our organisation structure is held in conjunction with any future council.
Thanks, David. There's a recommendation there, councillors, noting that in this instance, Mr. Neves has flagged that he possibly will be engaging outside consultants to assist with the review.
Yeah.
Someone like to move that recommendation?
Councillor Mudford.
Sorry, who was that, Councillor Mudford?
Mockler.
Sorry, Mockler. A seconder?
Yeah, I'm happy to do that, Mr. Mayor, but I think Councillor Baker might have raised her hand. I'm not sure if she's got a question.
Yeah, I was just saying that I was moving it. I didn't have a question.
Thank you.
Okay, so I have got a mover and seconder for that. I propose to put all those in favour. All those in favour?
All right.
All right.
Against? Okay. Clare carried. Okay, the next report is a review of the policies, and there's the two policies there, the enforcement one and the contaminated land one, both of them which have some real relevance and some far-reaching consequences, I believe. So the recommendation there that they be adopted.
Sorry for calling me. I didn't realize you were up
today. Anyone in a position to move that recommendation or Christmas. Thank you, Councillor Baker, Councillor Walker. I'll put that, Councillor Baker, Councillor Walker. I'll put that. All those in favour? Gary. Ignore it. Okay, the next report is a disclosure of interest returns to the period ending 30th of June. And the council not tabling of such return. Once again, can I have a mover for the tabling of the disclosure of interest reports returns?
Happy to do that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Walker. Do I have a seconder?
Councillor Baker's got a hand up.
Right, I can't see, Sue. I've finally got the...
Happy to do that.
Right, thank you. I'll put that all those in favour.
Aye.
Carried. Variation of Gugindra swimming pool hours, the opening hours for October, November. And the recommendation there.
Yeah, I'm happy, Councillor Mudford, to move that.
Thanks, Councillor Mudford. Do I have a seconder?
Yeah, we'll turn it off.
Sorry, do I have a seconder?
Yeah.
Who's that, Councillor Peart? Councillor Peart?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Now, Councillor Walker, could I ask you to handle the next, the local heritage fund business?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
And I shall turn off my...
I can put you into a waiting room.
Right, okay, thanks. Yeah, if you put all of us into a waiting room, that'd be good.
So we've got councillors Batten, Mudford and Mockler currently out of the meeting room. And there before us today, councillors, is the report into the local heritage fund for this financial year. Is there any questions of the director before we go any further? If not, I'll look for a mover and a seconder of that.
Yeah, I'll move it. No.
Councillor Wrigley, do I have a seconder for that?
Happy to do that.
Councillor Baker, no further questions. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Righto. Thank you. Thank you, councillors. And surely if you could arrange for the other councillors to come back in, that'd be great.
Have done.
Righto. So we've finished with that item?
Certainly have, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Walker. I'll move on to the next report, which is the long-term plan of management for the Gugindra Waste Facility. It is quite a comprehensive document. And I think it augurs well for Gugindra's waste management well into the future. Saying that, the recommendation there that the term of management be adopted.
Happy to move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Mockler. Do I have a seconder?
Yeah, I'll second.
Councillor Councillor Wrigley? Are there any questions of Mr. Matheson on that? If not, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, I declare it carried. The next is just a report on waste and recycling. Which is a report for notation. Someone like to move that way?
Yeah, Councillor Peart.
Thanks, Councillor Peart. Seconder?
Naden.
Councillor Naden. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Aye. Carried. is the statement of bank balances and the fund balances, investments, matters outstanding from previous meetings. And I note there has been some movement on Mudford Road. In particular, a letter Julie wrote to Sam Farrell, which he's on forwarded to the Environment Minister.
And development just to add to that, Doug, I can tell you that Sam rang me this afternoon, and he's advised that he's spoken to the minister, and it's with the minister now, so they're considering it.
All right, okay. Well, that's good. Thanks for that. On page 24, there's a recommendation that those above reports be noted, including the development applications. I could have a mover.
I'll move that, Councillor Mudford.
Councillor Mudford, the seconder.
Happy to do that, Naden.
Second, Councillor Naden. I'll put that, all those in favour. Against. I declare that carried. We move into Category A correspondence. And the first one there is a request from the Turawena Tom Quilty Ride, the sponsorship, and the recommendation there from the General Manager, the sponsorship to the value of $1,000.
I'm happy to move that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Mudford, Councillor Walker. I'll put that, all those in favour. Against. Carried. The next is a letter from St. Ambrose Church from Stuart and Karen Border. Our iconic Kiwi Church is in trouble.
Doug, I didn't provide the detailed structural engineers report. But I think you can just see from that photo there that it's that's just one element of the significant. So above that archway, you can see there's some significant movement, and it's quite hazardous. So Lindsay and I have spoken to Stuart Border. They're obviously needing some help with this. At the moment, it's essentially in kind help that they're asking from us. So after meeting with Stuart and Lindsay. Stuart's going to go away and look at the structural engineers, talk to the structural engineers about how they can prop certainly some sections of that building, particularly the archway there, as to make sure it's safe so it doesn't fall down, particularly to try to keep the church functional in some way before we have to put an order on it that it's become completely unsafe. Lindsay, you're going to talk to the Heritage Office. Can you give Council an update on where you got to with the Heritage Office in relation to this building, please?
So being a state registered building, there is opportunities there for grant funding. And unfortunately, the last round closed in February this year, and it won't open again until late 2022. There is emergency funding of $10,000 that is available, but it's more like bushfires or truck runs into the building. So it's a bit of a grey area with that one, but we'll just have to keep exploring what avenues are available with grant funding that are out there.
Well, councillors, I see this as a real opportunity to bring the community together. Like, whilst it's the Anglican Church, it's a lot more than that to the entire community. I'd like to be able to have council's authority, if you like, to approach Mark Colton and the Australian War Memorial, given the military association of the church, and our community service organisations in regard to some local fundraising undoubtedly, if we can, God only knows what it cost David's intimated there, you know, a minimum of 250,000. If we could have the community come together on it and raise some money, similar to what they did for the Kiwi statue, I think it'd support even more an application through whoever for the money to bring it back to, yeah, its former glory.
And Doug, just on that, whilst the $250,000 mark was an estimate by Stuart, Lindsay and I are probably of the opinion that it's probably four times that. Like, there's some serious issues with this building. So I think it's going to need some significant money. If the council doesn't act on this one, this building will come to the point where it can no longer be occupied, and it'll be out of reach of the church committee to be able to rectify the movement in the building and or restore it. And effectively, it'll be threatening of some sort of demolition by stealth or neglect. And it's really, I think it's a really significant, obviously, it's a very significant building for our community, and then something that the council should be, very engaged in with to try to find a solution to this.
So, councillors, the recommendation there is that we endorse council using staff resources in kind. I'd like to strengthen that a bit, not monetary-wise, but along the lines that, how would I put it? The mayor and interested councillors come together, to discuss or organise ways to advance, what will be necessary fundraising.
Yeah, certainly, Doug.
Yeah, well, I don't have a problem with it, Mr. Mayor, and I'm not sure how much work Mr. Border would have done with going back and having a conversation within the Anglican Church hierarchy, I suppose, higher up.
Yeah, I'm not real sure, Ash, but the way the churches seem to be structured, it's a one-way street with the money. I know from previous discussions I've had with Dave Sawley, who's, I'm not sure whether he's lameness or he might be the secretary of the church. He just in passing one time suggested, at that time it was costing them about $120,000 a year to run the church, which the parishioners were required to find. And I'm sure that, the Catholic Church is the same, and the Uniting and Presbyterian, they're all, it's all the same. Where the local parishioners have to fund the day-to-day operation of their church.
Doug, can I just add to that? Stuart, we did talk about the finances in our discussion, and he's open and he's happy to be transparent with their financials. He believes that they've got capacity of about $10,000. The minister that's just recently left has left the residence in such a way that's going to need some maintenance work done on it.
Yeah.
So they've got some commitments there they need to fulfil, they're only talking thousands of dollars of help rather than tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars of capacity within their own checkbook.
Okay, so what we've got there is that we support council resources being used in kind, and that myself and interested councillors discuss options for further assistance to the Anglican Church Committee. Thanks, Councillor Mockler. Do I have a seconder?
Councillor Peer.
Thank you, Councillor Peer. With that, I'll put that all those in favour.
All right.
Carried. We move into category B, correspondence. Now, some time, we finally got the Castlereagh Macquarie County Council minutes, the draft minutes there of their last meeting. Now, this should become a regular thing with the County Council minutes. The new General Manager of the County, Mike Irk, had organised him to distribute them to all the councils. At this stage, the Macquarie County Council, a number of you would be aware that we're in Struggle Street for a good while and we're virtually on the cusp of trading while insolvent. We've been able to rectify that to the stage now where we've got some significant funds, you know, in reserves to, you know, fulfil our charter. So there's a recommendation there that we see the Category B correspondence be noted. Someone like to move that?
I'll move that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Mudford, the seconder.
Councillor Baker.
Thanks, Councillor Baker. Okay, we'll now move back to that report, the late report on the Capital Works Program.
Doug, this is a report that we've provided updates to councillors throughout the year.
Yeah.
It's a summary of where we got to with all our capital work projects. It didn't go to the last meeting because we did our budget review a sort of a month before, a month before so that we could squeeze it in with the in line with the new elections. With the elections, I should say, that was in July. So here, there's a summary, 11.145 million dollars worth of capital works. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. If there's some questions that I'd like to ask of the directors, happy to answer those questions, but really it's a report there for notation to show you in many ways a successful year, and in other ways we struggled to meet our budget requirements, but again, I'd like to stress that this is a record year for us in the amount of capital works we've delivered. So we should be proud of the achievement in that regards.
It is good. And noting, of course, I think your report said there's 110 line items there, 110 individual projects. Yeah, you know, some of them multi-million. It's a significant achievement by a small rural council.
Huge. Yes. I'll speak for all the directors and project managers that have been involved. You know, it's been a very intense year. And obviously we're off to a bit of a shake over this year, but we'd like to get things back on track. And so happy to answer any questions in relation to any projects.
If not, there's that detailed list there, and I'm sure David or the directors would be happy to talk to individual councillors if you've got something that attracts your eye. There's a recommendation there on page, whatever, the last page.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I'll move that the report is comprehensive and self-explanatory.
Thank you, Councillor Mockler. Do I have a seconder?
Happy to do that.
Thank you, Councillor Naden. I'll put that all those in favour.
Against,
I declare it carried. If there's no further business, I'll declare the formal meeting closed at whatever time we're looking at, 4:40. And thank you for your attendance and input.